Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Chulin, Perig Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Heise me oifefes, if the mother bird was like hovering above the nest when a person came to take the eggs or the chickens. So we're using the word me'oifefes to hover in a way where lav davke, it's mamish on it. It's like a little bit above it. So Zakta Mishnah bezman shek kin feha noigois bekan. The mother's wings are touching either the little baby birds or the eggs in the nest. So chayim l'shalech, even though she's not mamish sitting on the nest. But ain knafeha noigois bekan. But if her wings aren't touching the little babies or the eggs in the nest, even though it's over it, patim l'shalech. Then the person is pater to do shiluach hakan. Where Medayik that explains about tenura from the fact that the pasuk says reivetzes, it's like roosting over it, but not fluttering over it. So it has to mamish be touching. Now, it doesn't say yeshevet, that it's mamish sitting. If it would say sitting, it would say it's not enough that its wings are touching it. But because it says reivetzes, so it's like in between sitting and fluttering over it or hovering over it. And that would be, even if it's not mamish touching it, but its wings are touching it, that's enough to say that there's a chiyuv. So there's a chiyuv if it's... So there's a chiyuv if the bird is hovering over it with the wings touching, and of course, if it's revetzes, it's mamish sitting on it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Ein sham ela afroyach echad. Let's say there's only one baby bird over here. Oibeya achas. So let's say there's only one egg. Chayiv l'shaleach. The finder still has to send away the mother bird. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, kan. A nest, kan mikol mokem, that teaches us any kind of a nest, even if it has only one baby bird or one egg in it. The pasuk says, Revet says that the mother was roosting over efroichim, oibeim, loshin rabim, baby birds or eggs. It doesn't mean to say that it's only if there's more than one baby bird or egg. The Torah is just using that loshin, explains the Rambam, because most of the time, there's more than one bird in the nest. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Hayasham Efroichen Mafrichen. If the baby birds in the nest, they began to mature already. And baby birds grow up fast. These baby birds are grown to the point where they can fly a little. And they can find their own food. Oibeyim Muzarais, or the eggs in the nest, are the type of eggs that'll never hatch into a bird. So the din is pater milishaleach. He is pater from sending away the mother bird. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'aim revetzes alu afroichim oyalabeim," and the mother is roosting on the little baby birds or the eggs. The Torah compares the eggs to the baby birds. Ma afroichim b'nei kayama, just like the baby birds are able to live. Af beim b'nei kayama, we have to have eggs that are able to live. In other words, eventually they're going to hatch into baby chickens. Yatzu mezarais, with exception to eggs that are never going to hatch into a chicken, so there's no mitzvah to send them away. How do I know that if the babies are old enough to be able to fly a little and find their own food, there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakein? Well, ma habeim tzrichen le'uman. The Torah, again, compares the baby birds to the eggs. Just like the eggs have to have their mother to sit on it. If not, it's not going to fertilize, it's not going to hatch. Afu afroichen tzrichen le'ima. So too, with baby birds, when is there a mitzvah of shiluach hakein, if they're similar to the eggs, that they need their mother. Yatzu mafrichen. On the other hand, baby birds that are already able to fly a little and find their own food, they don't mamish need their mother. So again, the Mishnah is telling us, the Torah is saying the mitzvah of shiluach hakan is when the mother is roosting on little baby birds or eggs. The little baby birds teach us it has to be something that's going to come alive. This is already alive. But it teaches us the eggs also have to be something that's going to turn into baby birds. And from the eggs we learn, just like the eggs must have their mother, without a mother sitting on it, they'll never hatch. Same is true for the little birds. What type of little bird is there a mitzvah shiluach hakanan only if it's so little that it needs its mother? But if it can fly on its own or find food on its own, then there is no chiyuv of shiluach hakein. Zok the heilige mishnah weiter, shilcha v'chazra. He sent away the mother bird, but she comes back before he had a chance to take the eggs. And then he again sends her away, and again she comes back. Even if this happened 4 or 5 times, chayiv, he's chayiv to still keep sending it away. How do I know that? Shnema, because the pasuk says, shaleach teshalach. So shaleach teshalach, if you teach it, send, you shall send. But the Batnura explains, the word shaleach means keep doing it, a constant. In other words, I'm not just telling you do it, I'm saying get this done. Keep sending it until you take the baby without the mother there. Omar, let's say the one who finds the bird says, Hereni noitel es'eim, I'll take the mother bird, u'mashaleich es'abonim, and I'll send away the young ones. Instead of sending away the mother and keeping the babies, he wants to take the mother and send away the babies. It's like the Mishnah Chayav Shaleach. He can't do it. You have to send away the mother bird. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Shaleach teshalach es'eim, you shall surely send away the mother bird and take the young for yourself. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. So what did we learn before? We learned that when the mommy bird returns to the nest, you have to send her away again and again before you take the little ones or the eggs. So the Mishnah, not al abanim v'chzir on lakein. What happens if he sent away the mother bird and took the little birds for himself, and then he puts them back into the nest? Not al abanim. After he takes them v'chzir on lakein, he puts them back into the nest. The achaka chazru ha'eim aleim, and then the mother comes back to sit on them. Patim l'shaleach. He doesn't have to send her away again. In other words, once he took it for himself, they're now his. And it's called mizumin, readily available to him. Whereas we learned earlier, if it's mizumin, there is no mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Okay, so our Mishnah, we learned if the bird is fluttering or hovering, it's not mamish roosting. If the wings are touching the nest, there's a chiyuv of shiluach hakan. If the wings are not touching the nest, then you're potter, even though it's fluttering right over it. The Torah says revetzes, that's what revetzes means. If it would say yesheves, I would say, oh, touching it is not enough. I said, mamish, sit on it. Revetzes means it's touching in any way. But if it's over it and not touching, there's no mitzvah. Let's say there's only a single bird there or a single egg, still have a chiyuv of shiluach hakan. That's because the Torah says nest, and nest means regardless of how many birds are there. If the baby birds have grown a little bit, they can now fly a little on their own or get their own food. Or for that matter, we have eggs that are not going to hatch. In both cases, there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakan. And that's because the Torah puts together these two, the Efroichim and the Beyim. So we learn from the Efroichim that it has to be something that's going to come to life. It has to be eggs that are going to hatch. And we learn from the word Beyim that it has to be something that needs its mother. Mashenken, if the birds are old enough that they don't need their mother, they can fly on their own a little bit and find food, there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakan. If you send the mother away and it comes back even 4 or 5 times, you have to keep doing it. The pasuk says shaleach, and that explains the batanura is li oila mashma. If someone says, I want to take the mother and send away the children, can't do it. You have to send away the mother and take the children. If you sent away the mother and took the baby birds, and then you put them back and the mother comes back, at this point, there is no longer a chiyuv of shiluach hakein.